time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio this morning for the garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. And Dwayne's not in. He was in the studio the first 2 weeks, and he's on the road today. Or he's not on the road. Where are you working?
I'm in the Dawson shop today, and I have the privilege of having Mark Hastad, Gary Hastad, Jeff Rankins, and Jim Michaels helping me out today, getting everything straightened out in the greenhouse and getting the perennials out and getting things organized. Shrubs are starting to, when we uncovered them, they got leaves on them already, so.
All right.
Time to get them out.
So yeah, it's like a family reunion over there then, huh?
Yeah, and we're going to have pizza.
All right. Am I part of your family?
Yeah.
All right, Dwayne. We had a lot of questions come in from our listeners, but we'll get to them in a little bit. But first of all, what is our plant of the week?
I put down there Honeycrisp apple, okay? Because you know what? A lot of people's apple trees, especially the smaller ones, got chewed up by the rabbits this year. And a lot of people looking for apple trees already. So Honeycrisp apple, great tasting apple, built by the University of Minnesota. If you don't have a Honeycrisp apple and you want an apple tree, if you want an apple tree, Honeycrisp is a good choice.
Okay, yeah.
But my concern was, if you look at the picture, was to protect your trees. And obviously a lot of people didn't do that this year. Or even if they did, the snow got so high over the guards, and the rabbits ate the trees anyway. So got to build a fence or spray your trees with a spray, you know, that's a rabbit repellent. That'll help protect your trees over the winter. Make sure you get that tree guard on there. That helps when the snow isn't so high.
How high do you go up with that tree guard?
The tree guards are usually 3 to 4 feet, okay? And you put that on there. Or you can wrap your tree with a tree wrap in the fall, which is probably a good thing. But you leave that plastic tree guard there in the summertime too, so the mice don't get your tree and the lawnmower doesn't take a big nick out of it.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yep.
And then if you look at the picture that I sent you guys and you posted, we also keep the deer away. We built fences around the apple trees to keep the deer away in the wintertime.
Okay. Yeah, the deer like apples, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. So, you know, you got investment in that tree and stuff, so take care of them.
Okay. All right. Hey, before we start with the questions, Dwayne, I want to thank you. Maynard hosted last week. I want to thank you for answering our how did baby carrots grown and made? And we got a lot of response from that. And finally, I know it because a lot of people were questioning how they were made. So, good answer.
Yeah, well, mom and dad carrot.
Yeah. All right, should we get into the questions?
Yeah. One thing before that we do that, we're going to start planting planters, not quite yet, but beginning of May, and hanging out hanging baskets. They do that in Madison and Dawson. And we have a fundraiser trying to raise some money for the basket. So anybody wants to donate, greatly appreciate them. You can do that to the chambers and donate some money so we can get some more flowers in town.
All right, that's through the Chamber of Commerce, right?
Chamber of Commerce is head of that, and Riverfest Committee in Dawson. And Terry's been doing a lot of that in Dawson.
Okay.
Terry Overland.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to open up our phone lines like we do every Thursday during the garden show. If you have a lawn or garden question for Dwayne, give us a call at 320-598-7301, or you can email your question over to klqpfm@farmerstel.net. You ready, Dwayne? Let's see if we can stump you this week.
Well, if you stump me, I'll answer it.
I don't think we've ever stumped you with a question. So.
Well, you know, we've been doing this for many, many years, and I get questions all day long. So, and there's no such thing as a dumb question. If you have a question, don't be afraid to ask it.
Okay. All right, here's our first one. I'd like to plant a Mount Royal plum tree. Do they need to be sprayed? Do they come with both dwarf and standard height? And if so, do you carry both sizes? A Mount Royal plum tree.
Mount Royal plum is kind of like the Honeycrisp of apple trees. Mount Royal plum is fantastic. It's a blue plum. Plum trees don't get very tall, so you can plant a standard, and the plum tree will only get 12 feet high. If you usually don't have to spray plums a lot, but if you're really concerned, use a fruit tree spray, and you can spray your plum tree.
Okay, do you have them available?
Yep. I sell a lot of Mount Royal plum.
Okay.
To me, by far the best plum that there is.
Really?
That's hardy here. Yep, Mount Royal, blue plum, very sweet. Eat them right off the tree.
All right. Hey, we've got another question about a plum tree here. This person says our plum tree is suffering from bacterial canker.
Yep.
What can we do to remedy this problem?
What you want to do is you want to scrape that canker out of there. Canker looks like a growth on the bark of a tree. Plum trees are susceptible to that. I would scrape that out, and you make a paste out of a fungicide. And make it real thick, and you put that in that canker, and that'll help protect or stop the growth of that canker. So make a paste out of a powdered fungicide, and put it on where you scrape that canker out of.
Do they spread easy?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It just blocks.
Okay, we'll give Dwayne a minute here.
Yeah. The plum trees are known to get canker, so spray with a fungicide and clean that canker out of there.
Okay. All right. Now, here's a question I'm really interested in, because I bought some tulips from you this winter, actually. This person says, I got tulips for Easter, and they're dying down now. Can I plant the bulbs now, or do I have to wait till fall?
No, if you want to, you can plant them now. You might as well do that and get them all and get the job done. Cut the top off, and then plant those bulbs. A rule of thumb is to plant the bulbs three times the diameter of the bulb. So if a bulb is, you know, inch and a half wide, you want to plant it four and a half inches deep.
Okay. Are tulips easy to take care of, Dwayne?
Tulips are real easy. You know, they come up in the spring. Tulip is a fall bulb, which means they have to go through a cold treatment. So you plant them in the fall, they go through the cold winter, and then in the spring they pop up out of the ground early, and then all you'd have to do is cut them off.
Okay. I know our neighbor.
It's like everything else. You should give it some fertilizer when it's in that leaf stage, so it builds up the bulb for the following year.
Right. I know our neighbors across the street have tulips, and they're really always really pretty.
And if you're a diehard person from Holland, you would plant your tulip bulbs every year, because they want to have perfect tulip bulbs.
Plant them every year? You mean plant more of them, or what?
No, they get discard those tulips and plant new ones every year.
Oh, really?
But us conservative Norwegian Germans don't do that.
I know the color of tulips, red and yellow and white,
all colors.
What's
there's,
that?
There's all colors, and there's all different strains. You can get Darwin tulips, Emperor tulips, which have different types, shapes of the flower.
Well,
so there's quite a variety of tulips.
Okay. All right. I love tulips.
They're pretty.
Yep, all right.
One of the first things to come up in the spring, so kind of first sign of spring.
So you can plant your tulips today, then, if you want.
You betcha.
Okay, good. All right, another question here. This person says, I seeded grass from Heather Nursery last fall, and still no sign of sprouting. Is there a problem?
Yeah, it's too cold.
It's what?
Too cold.
Oh, it's too cold.
Grass seed doesn't start germinating yet, so got to warm up. Turn the heater on.
Isn't it amazing how green the grass is, especially in Madison here anyway, how green the grass has gotten quick?
That's good. That's a good sign. It's warmed up a little bit, and we have cool season grasses, so it needs to get warm for a lot of the bluegrass will come up, especially if you planted a lot of bluegrass. It doesn't really germinate or turn green until it's warmer.
Okay.
What you're seeing now is probably fescue grass turning green.
Okay. All right, we got through all of our questions. We want to thank our listeners for calling in the questions or emailing them. You can do that throughout the week if something comes to mind. What do you got going on at Heather? What are you working on, Dwayne?
Well, definitely working on the greenhouse flowers, and they're all looking great. And just some news for our Madison listeners. We have purchased a greenhouse, and it's going to be put up hopefully this coming week, and so we'll have plants in Madison in not too long.
Okay, in the back of the store there?
Back to the store, because last year when we had that May wind, it took the greenhouse down, so we're building a new one.
All right, awesome.
Yep, so we're excited about that. Our greenhouse is in Montevideo and Dawson are plump full, so we'll have plenty to bring over.
What are some of your best sellers when you open up in the spring?
You know what the best selling plant is out of the greenhouse?
What's that?
It's called bubblegum petunia.
Bubblegum petunia?
Yeah. It's a pink petunia, and it's a proven winter petunia. It's a Vista petunia, which means it gets really big, and it grows like crazy.
Does it smell like bubblegum?
It looks like bubblegum. It's a pink color, and there's a whole series of those, and they're probably one of the best sellers. There's purple and white, and they have special names, but bubblegum's the pink one.
Okay.
But we have all kinds of stuff, and we got a lot of new stuff this year because we got some few different suppliers. And so we got like eucalyptus plants, which is kind of fun, something a little different. And crazy petunias are one of my favorite. Crazy petunias come in all the weird colors that you could imagine. So,
how about hanging baskets?
We grow a lot of hanging baskets. Those are really good, popular ones early in the spring, and also for Mother's Day, which isn't far away. 2 weeks till Mother's Day, so hanging baskets a good plant for mom, or a container for the front of the step. We do a lot of those, and if you need help potting up your plants or bringing your containers, and I can make suggestions, or we plant up a lot of planters for people.
Okay. Got a quick question come in here. Can I do anything with my lawn before the grass starts growing?
Well, the grass is starting to grow already, I think. If it dries out and not wet, you should clean it up, get all the leaves off, and you can detach or aerate it or both and put some grass seed on there. Definitely fertilize it in the spring, and probably a month from now, put your crabgrass preventer on.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Well, where are you located at, and what's the hours for Heather Nursery?
We're located in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and we're open from 8:30 to 5 o'clock, and varies a little bit by the store, but then Saturdays till noon. So if we can help you, stop in at Heather Nursery and Floral or give us a call, and don't forget Mom on Mother's Day.
That's right, Mother's Day, what, May 14th, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, 2 weeks away.
All right, Dwayne, thanks. Well, go ahead.
Spring is just around the corner, so we're a full-fledged garden center, you know, and there's lawn care and fresh flowers, so anything we can help you with, give us a call.
All right, thanks, Dwayne. Talk to you next Thursday.
See you, Paul. Everybody have a great week.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floor, and that's another garden show for this week.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.